Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Behar B'chukosai, Tov Shin Pei. I want to apologize for not saying a shmooze the past few weeks, and I want to thank one of the alumni from many years ago who's really the impetus behind saying a shmooze throughout the summer, even though there's no official yeshiva. And last week he gave me chizuk and reminded me that I should be saying a shmooze every Erev Shabbos, and he's absolutely right. So here we are. Parshas Behar, the theme is certainly one of the themes, the main theme is Shemitah, which is to do with Emunah and Bitochon and Hashem. And that we'll get to in a moment. And Parshas B'chukosai, which certainly has the tocha towards the end, but at the beginning talks about Amelos B'Torah. I just want to say one thing about Amelos B'Torah that I heard recently in the name of the Yeruch Molshon, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, who is quoting Rav Chanan Vassman, Hashem Yinkom Domo, who was murdered in the Holocaust. And he was asked, how could it be that we don't know the reasons behind the Holocaust? But one of the questions that was posed to Rav Chanan was that how could it be that Kodesh Baruch Hu would have a situation where yeshivas would be closed and there'd be less learning of Torah? And Rav Chanan Vassman explained that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, wants the greater value of Limud HaTorah, Torah that's learned under duress. Torah Shelamadati Ba'af. That it's one, you know, Echad Vitzar Meveh Shlo Vitzar. That one measure of mitzvah or kedusha of Torah that's done with tzar is equivalent to 100 times without tzar. We know the mission of us, lufum tzar agra. Therefore, when a person is able to learn under difficult circumstances, it has a tremendous value and is beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps that's what's going on in our generation. We know it's hard. We don't have yeshiva structure. We don't have shiurim. We have to rely on Zoom. We have to rely on self-discipline. But the reality is that even though the quantity of the Limud HaTorah that most of us are able to be involved with is less than usual, nevertheless, the quality and the value and the power of our Limud HaTorah takes us that much more value. And therefore, when a person's sitting down and learning, whether it's for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, a half hour, listening to a shiur, he has to know that he's holding up the world with his Torah, and his Torah has tremendous value. Torah Shelamadati Ba'af, the Torah that you're learning under difficult circumstances, Lefum Tzara Agra, that's something that should give us tremendous chizuk when we learn, and that should encourage us to learn every single minute that we can in order to, and we should know that has tremendous power and tremendous value to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now let's turn to Parshas Behar and to Shemitah. We know that after the mitzvah of Shemitah is discussed, so the Klal Yisrael are going to ask in Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk Chav, V'chisomru, Man Ochel B'Shana Shviyas, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? Hen lo nizra, lo nesov, es tefilos dein, we're not going to plant, and we're not going to gather our grains. Says the Kodesh Baruch in the next Pasuk, V'tzivisiyas b'rachasi l'chem b'shana hashishis. V'asas etfil l'shalosh shanim. Don't worry, Hashem says, I will command that you'll have enough in the sixth year that will last you produce that will sustain you for 3 years. Now, Rashi explains, what do you mean 3 years? It means the second half of the sixth year, the whole seventh year, and the first half of the eighth year. And the Sfas Emes says that this question, that Ma Nochal, is really being asked by a nation, by a generation, that is not deserving of miracles. For them, Hashem says, you know what? Fine, I'm going to have to send you the bracha at the end of the sixth year. And he explains that is for a generation that's not deserving. And what does it mean not deserving? That's a generation that's asking questions. If they're going to ask questions, they're going to be very concerned, and they're not going to have full emunah and bitachon. And they're saying, where's our food going to come from? So Kadosh Baruch Hu will support them al pi derech hateva. How so? That they'll see, wow, all of a sudden an agricultural boom at the end of the sixth year, which is in, relatively speaking, within the confines of teva, right? And therefore, it'll be a miracle, but it'll be covered up and it'll be couched in teva. And they will certainly have parnassas. Chazal tell us, man diyav chayai, and this is an important yisod. Chazal tell us, somebody who has life, right? If you're living, yav mezayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives out life, he'll also give parnassah. And Rav Meir Biederman, first of all, this is mostly based on Rav Meir Biederman. He quotes the Tosfos Yontev in Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. The Tosfos Yontev tells us that when we say a bracha on the Torah, we say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavarach. We say Yudkei Vavkei. We know Yudkei Vavkei is Lashon of Rachamim. But when we bench and we do Zimun, we say Nevarach Elokeinu Shachan Mishlov Tvuchinu. And Elokeinu, we know his din, says the Tosfos Yontev, when it comes to our sustenance, that's Vadai, that's din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give it to us. However, when it comes to the Torah, then we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compassion in giving it to us. Meaning that when it comes to food, we have to be certain. And vada HaKadosh Baruch Hu feed us. Why will HaKadosh Baruch Hu feed us? Well, He created us. And al-pi din, He has to, if He created us, He has to feed us. When it comes to Torah, which is a tremendous chesed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we have to understand that it's not a din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us Torah, but rather it's more rachman. That's why we use the lashon of Yudkei Vavkei in order to allude to that idea that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compassion that He gave us the Torah. And He brings a beautiful mashal. There was once a chicken that was alone in a coop. And every morning at 6 a.m., the owner would drop off enough food for the chicken for the day. And one morning the chicken saw, he woke up and he saw that there was another chicken in the chicken coop. So at 6 a.m. when the food came, what did the first chicken do? He beat up, or he pecked, at his new neighbor and didn't let him come near the food because the chicken was afraid that he would take away his parnasa. But if the chicken was intelligent, what would he realize? Well, if the owner put a second chicken in there, don't you think the owner knows, and he doesn't want to emaciate, he doesn't want to starve the first chicken? Of course, if he put a second chicken into the coop, of course he'll drop off enough food for both. And that's the same thing with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Nobody has their hand in our parnasa. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, Chayai Mizoini, right? Lashon is, Mandi Yoiv Chayai Yoiv Mizoini, the one who gave us life will give us sustenance. And he quotes a beautiful thing from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Listen to this beautiful idea. And it's so appropriate for these times. Says Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, if anyone wants a segula to remove all anxiety, this is the answer. And anybody who wants to can take advantage of this segula. He says, write down all the many kinds that a person receives from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, all the benevolence, right? Your eyes, your ears, your family, your friends, your brain, all your abilities, all the beautiful, all the gifts that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. Write it all down. And when a person writes them down and internalizes them and thinks about them, he realizes, oh my gosh, you know what? If a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me all this laundry list of great things, don't you think He would continue and provide me with sustenance? We know, I mean, it's hard. Listen, I personally, B'li Yayin Hara, I don't feel it. But I know, actually, I bought herring from somebody recently, a guy who sells herring in Yerushalayim, and he told me that he's selling 25% of what he usually sells. He usually sells in Me'esh Arim. He usually sells near the Mir Yeshiva. He usually sells to a certain restaurant, and people aren't buying. Again, so many people are affected. Obviously, you don't have to go through a list. Everybody knows people that are certainly affected by this. But we have to try to mechazik ourselves. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many blessings in our life, Be'ezus Hashem, He will continue to give it to us. And that's what we have to work on. And this is something that takes a lot of work. It's not easy, because we know we live in a world of teva, a world of nature. But we also have to try to remember and realize and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supporting us no matter what. Rav Melech also quotes a Chasam Sofer from Parshas Ve'era that says, when Klai Yisrael came to the desert, and they saw a mon growing, they couldn't believe it. A huge miracle. Unbelievable. In Mitzrayim, they saw how things grew in the ground. But now in the desert, it came from Hashemayim. But then what happened? The Klai Yisrael spent 40 years in the desert. So the people who were raised in those 40 years, they said, oh, that man is natural. This is Alpi Teva. And when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they saw things grow again. They said, that's a miracle. But the answer is that everything's a miracle. Teva is a miracle, but it's just a miracle that we get used to. And a miracle that we call a miracle is something that's not within the confines of Teva, but it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know, of course, the story in the Gemara about the vinegar that the Rameir's daughters poured, or his wife, poured vinegar instead of oil, and he said, whoever made the Shemen light, made the vinegar light. And this is something, certainly, in these times, this week, this Parsha, we have to try to mechazik ourselves in the idea and the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports us and continues to support us Be'ezus Hashem. And he also quotes Rishisha Anapoli. He says that from the question of the parasha, Ma Nochel, the Bnei Yisrael asked, Ma Nochel B'Shan Hashvius, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? Why should they be concerned? Don't they believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports us? So Zenoah Melamelech, who brings this, quotes his brother Rishisha, and I'll quote, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created channels with which to support all of His creations. But when a person doesn't have proper bitachon, so it's a blemish. And it could stuff up some of those tsinoros, some of those channels. And he says that if we ask Yichli Somer, what are we going to eat? So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'tzivisi b'chasi, okay, I'm going to have to go into full gear, so to speak. I'm going to have to command my blessing to be upon you. once you ask, I have to go through different means to send you parnasa. However, if you don't ask, if you trust in Hashem completely, so then you won't have to worry. I'll send you down parnasa without a problem. These are obviously very, very, very high madrigos. There's no question about it. Because we live in a world of teva. But a little bit, a person has to say, you're right. It's our natural reaction to say, man ocha, what are we going to eat? But based on the parashia, listen, we know what happened in Chamishu Chamshu Torah. We know what happened in Nevi'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He takes care of the world. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Bnei Yisrael gave the Torah, etc. In Tavshin Pei, we're going through very challenging times, and we don't understand what's going on. But hey, those words, right? Man the Yov Chayich Yavim Zayni. And certainly this lesson of the less we ask, the more bitachon we have, the better off we'll be, should certainly encourage us to try to adapt to that approach as much as we can. I would venture to say that obviously right now there is what to ask about, but I think everybody would agree that for the next few days, the next few weeks, there's no major concern. We're just worried about the long term. And we know, based upon Chazal, where does it say this? Rabbi Tumim, by the Pasuk, Tumim Tiyim and Shem Elkecha, right? You're not supposed to be doeg on the Asidos. We're not supposed to know and think that we need to know everything in the future. I think that for it's just as good during these, let's say, in the short term, say, you know what? I'm relying on Hashem and wait and see, right? To worry about what's going to be in 3 months, 6 months, right? What's the point? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us air to breathe every day. Why would He not give us parnasa in the future? Obviously, it looks, al pi derech hateva, to be a challenge. It looks like, I don't know how it's going to happen. But all the more so, I'd like to venture to say, myself included, to step up to the challenge and as much as we can, try to mechazik ourselves in this inyan. And listen, based on what we said, first of all, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's idea, that the more you realize of the kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that is a skula. And what we just heard from Rav Zusha, that if we have more bitachon, we'll have more parnasa. So it's certainly worth a try. The other mahalach, what's worrying going to do? Of course, it doesn't mean he shouldn't do ishtadlus. Perhaps if a person's channel of parnasa is not working out, he should explore other pure channels of parnasa, no question about it. But the first thing we should do is try to mechazik ourselves in the inyan of relying upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bitachon. And we know, based on that, we know that we're supposed to say Ashrei B'Kavana three times a day, and the Gemara in Brachos tells us that the key pasuk in that paragraph is Posech Hasadecha Masbil Echol Charetzon. And the Gemara does tell us over there that if you say it three times a day B'Kavana, you're a Ben Olam Haba. And the Pnei Yeshua says, why? Because if a person really internalizes that you, Hashem, are Posech Hasadecha, you open up your hand, Masbil Echol Charetzon, and you take care, you sustain and satisfy every human being, so then a person would never cheat and steal, a person would only do mitzvahs, because he understands that everything comes from our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now's the time, perhaps, to mechazik ourselves in saying Ashrei, at least that pasuk b'kavana, three times a day, and reminding ourselves, it's all from Hashem. That's number one. Number two, it's brought down in Halacha that a person should say Parshas Haman. Parshas Haman is a parsha in the Torah that reminds us that the Jews came into the Midbar, into the desert, they had no idea what they were going to eat, and lo and behold, the man came out from Hashem. And it says that the key pasuk there is to remember, right? That when the man came, every person got what they needed. And so too over here. We should know and trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give each and every one of us exactly what we need. Now, obviously, this parsha's Bahar takes on a new meaning because we are living in challenging and uncertain times, but all the more so, this is the opportunity. This week's Parshas Bahar, the Parshas Shemitah, is a time to really think and remember that we depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed, and Mitzvah Hashem, the more we realize that, we'll be Zoyche to Shefa Bracha and Atzlocha and Tanu Siyat Dishmaya in our Ruchnius and in our Gashmius. Have a great Shabbos.